alcoholism, right? I am just ruined Mother's Day. I've got this poor pregnant girl that I'm abusive to, who's across town. I can't get a job. I lie to everybody. But I feel like I have the moral higher ground in an argument with the guy that has 12 years of sobriety. He's visiting my mom. He loves his wife. He's honest to his wife. He has raising his children. So I wait, I go in this house and I wait for him to get home, and I wait till he's all the way home, and I call him up and I just let him have it. And I don't know what I said. It was probably all the years of being his little brother, you know. And I just let him have it, and I'm screaming and yelling at him, and he waits till I'm done. It wasn't a discussion. It was a, you know, tirade, right? And when I get done yelling at him, I'm quiet for a second. And over the phone, he very quietly and very calmly, he said, "Matthew, I think you have a problem with alcoholism." Now, I swear to God, standing up here in front of you tonight, I don't know why I said what I said back to that. I didn't expect to say it, but my answer to him was, "Of course I do." And for all of you who are in your first year, I worked the first half of the first step. There's a very important word up there. It's the second word, admitted. It's a surrender. I found out that there's grace around, but you can't avail yourself of the grace unless you surrender. When I'm in the bondage of self, you know, it's like when a guy comes to me and says, "I don't believe in God." And I'm saying, "Well, how long sober are you?" And they go, 14 days. I go, "Hey, man, if I was living the way you've been living, I wouldn't believe in God either." You know? Because you can't see it. Right? But I said, "Of course I do." And my brother said the funniest thing. He said, "Don't go anywhere." I go, "Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. I was going to move to that end of the couch in October, but, you know, don't go anywhere." Yeah. And he just got to my house. He lived in Lawndale. I lived in Redondo on the avenues. And that's like a half an hour side, you know, surface streets. And he was in my house in 10 minutes. And God bless him, you know. And I know now why. And if you're new here, it's important that you know why he was so fast. Because my brother heard the most precious thing you can have in recovery, the absolute most precious thing, whether you're just about to get sober, whether you're 30 days sober and contemplating a four-step, or whether you're 25 years sober, the most precious thing you can get in this program is willingness. And my brother heard that willingness, and the window can be very small. And he raced to my house before it slammed shut. And I had this impression that my brother was going to walk into my apartment, beat the hell out of me, and I'd never drink again. You know, the one-step program of the Mitchell family. You know, like, I had a little, is that a note for me? Should I read that now? So I had a little experience believing that that was going to be it. My brother was a little heavy-handed early in the early days, you know. But he didn't. My brother walked into my apartment, and he looked at me, and he looked around, and he said, "Let's go to the beach." So I got a couple of packs of cigarettes off the desk, and I went down to the beach. And this is very important, and I usually take great pains to talk about what happened next, because I was afraid, you know. I'm fumbling with cigarettes. I'm looking at my brother, and I'm terrified. I don't even know what just happened at Mother's Day. And my brother just, he took a cigarette. He wasn't smoking at the time. He just took a cigarette to be with me, and he lit a cigarette, and I lit a cigarette. And we're sitting on this lifeguard stand on Avenue A. I actually have a painting of that lifeguard stand somebody made, and he's looking at me, and he looks at me for a minute, and he starts talking to me about how he felt when my mom and dad threw him out of our house when he was 18. I was 11 years old, and I remember that day. I couldn't believe we did that to one of our own. And he told me how he felt that day, and I'm just sort of smoking, leaning in like, wow. And then he starts telling me how he felt when his wife and son, he got a girl pregnant in high school, and his wife and son threw him out 3 years later. And he told me how he felt that day. And I remember that day, because I was 14, and he called me. My cool brother played the drums like nobody's business, brilliant businessman, had no one left to call but his little brother at his parents' house. And he called me from a payphone. I remember I said, "Why don't you stop drinking?" And he said, "You don't understand." And I didn't, because I hadn't started drinking. And then he started telling me how he felt when he lived in his car. And that was probably the darkest time in my family. I thought one of us was going to die like a dog. And we were proud people. We achieved things.